Welcome to Real Women of Bastrop, where small town charm meets big time grit. I'm your host, Lindsay Kana, sixth generation Bastropian, realtor, and community cheerleader. Around here, we're more than big hair. We're business owners, mamas, creatives, and quiet powerhouses. And this podcast, well, it's pulling back the curtain on the stories, struggles, and strength of the women who keep this town running. Because every woman has a story, and around here, we believe yours matters. Let's get into it.
Hello, everyone. My name is Crystal Grimes. I am the founder and strategist for The Heal Alliance, which is a boutique nonprofit organization based out of Bastrop, Texas. We support the rural communities of Central Texas, really understanding historical trauma or the impacts of historical trauma. Also a licensed professional counselor. So a lot of the work that I do really comes from that mental health perspective and being able to understand that from a social paradigm, really, how do you understand mental health, but also do things for belonging and fun and creative, innovative ways. So yeah, that's what I've been up to. It's taken a lot of time. I've been on the journey to create this organization since 2022. Just celebrated our 1 year anniversary as a nonprofit organization this January.
Congrats.
Thank you. But yeah, so when you say what I'm up to, a lot, but that's the biggest piece, and being a mom to my two boys.
So, yes, juggling all the things. What drew you to mental health? Has that always been a passion of yours, or?
Yeah. It's always, honestly, it's been something that's really natural for me. Like even when I was a child, a teenager, I was always the friend like huddled up in a park or something with the friend that's going through something. It's really intrinsic. It has always been natural for me. But I found myself in a space before I even had children to where I wanted some marriage therapy when I was with my children's dad. And it was really hard to find a therapist that I could really connect with culturally, just all of it. It was a huge, huge gap. And it was a glaring gap that really kind of kept me away from seeking the help that I was looking for.
Wow.
And so it was something that I want to be able to serve and fill that void for others, because someone is looking for me. Right. Mm-hmm. And just the same way as I was looking for someone that I just couldn't find that right fit. So that's what really drew me to actually becoming licensed and going, you know, going back to school and all of that. So, that's what drew me to that.
Okay. When you say, you know, it was a struggle for you to find someone. So your practice now, how are people finding you, and how do clients find you?
So, which is kind of ironic. So that's what drew me to the mental health. But now I've actually taken a pause on the individual therapy because I'm doing community-wide mental health initiatives.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And so our growth plan for the Heal Alliance is to begin to have some individual group sessions. But right now it's really purely about understanding the impacts of historical trauma. How does it show up in different rural communities for different populations, different people? And then we are in the process of looking for a space. So if you know a space, please.
Nice. I might know of a space.
We really need a space because, you know, the way that we look at mental health and the solutions and the strategies to really heal from a community, collective perspective is belonging, safe space creation. We do something called the healing table, which is dinner and really just sharing and really going beyond surface level and having these deeper conversations about just shared experiences with history or isolation, you know. So a lot of things that we do are social, and not having a space of our own, we find ourselves just in different places and, you know,
It can be harder to coordinate too, I'm sure, and find a common time for everyone.
Yeah, exactly. But it's been, but we want to be able to have our doors open also, right? So not just do events here and there, but actually grow so that we can have, you know, the therapist, the counselors, the social workers, coaches, you know, just different space, even for youth. Youth is also a huge part of work that we do.
Okay.
I've been part of a team, one of the co-creators of the Bastrop County Youth Summit. And our youth are screaming and begging for a space of their own. And that has been on my heart since I was at the Bastrop Boys and Girls Club.
Okay. So the youth group, so you have a current group that you're working with. Is that what I'm hearing? Yeah. Okay. That's exciting. I'm all for, I was talking to someone a few weeks ago just about someone went through a training and it was an older gentleman and he came to me, he was talking and just talking about the training and how it changed his outlook on toward everyone in general. Just based on how he was raised and how he grew up, he had certain beliefs about different cultures, different just everything, right? And so I know we know that's a thing. You are raised a certain way. And, but after going through this training, he was like, Lindsay, my eyes are just opened and I am just so enlightened. And I cannot believe I've been living with these thoughts about people for so long. And I'm like, wow. I was like, can we please get a training like that or some kind of program in Bastrop for the youth so that they're not just hearing, what their parents are telling them, which is not always the best.
Lindsay, you hit it on the head, honestly. So we've been partnered with BISD to do these youth summits. And that was one of the biggest thing that they said this year. Like we had a prep conversation about, hey, what are you seeing in the school district? What's happening? And that was one of the biggest things is the name calling in a facet of ways. It's outrageous. It's starting younger and younger in our community. And it was how can this youth summit support not only the youth, get to a younger age, because this has been 9th through 12th grade thus far, right? But understanding that our kids are smart, they are intelligent, they also are hearing a lot of things and they're bringing it back to school, which are making their friends and others feel really uncomfortable. And so that has been a piece of conversation. We don't do anything without the youth, our youth team. So we have a team of youth that have been at the table, of course, different youth, but this year we have another group. That and we're not done. If you know of a teen that would like to be at the tables, because their voices are completely heard, they are co-creators with us, and so we hear, we have opinions about, hey, this is where we may need to go, but we check at every step. Youth, are you okay with this? Is this actually what you're experiencing? And so the biggest things for them, it's mental health, civic engagement of how do I get involved in my community in a different way? How do I talk to, or how do adults, or how do we talk in a different relationship aspect with each other, because they do feel oftentimes their voices are not being understood or what they're saying, And so, yeah, we're excited. This is our third one that we're doing October 14th at the Bastrop Convention Center. And yeah, our youth need more resources and they are very vocal if you listen and you create a space for them to feel like they can say what they want to say.
Yeah. And just exposing them to different ideas and different, ways to open up and communicate, like you're doing. And I think just starting even younger would be amazing. So having some kind of, ways to go into the partner like you are with BISD, but going into those elementary schools and some kind of program,
I mean, and we have the talent, we have the advocates, we have the people here. We also have the youth summit. We can just press a button. Like we know what we're doing now. It's a template now, So if anyone is interested in that, that's something that we would love to help and or partner with.
Okay. So let's go back. I heard you say, historical trauma. And can you speak about that regarding Bastrop specifically and what you've learned?
Absolutely. So my dad is from Smithville. My parents have been here for some years. And so once I returned back to Bastrop, I'm originally from New York.
Oh, nice.
But of course, we have roots here, and I think it was, so I was charged with building community collaboratives with the different organization. And the biggest piece of making sure that table was diverse was when I went out to have conversations and like, hey, would you like to join this? It was like a really, really strong undercurrent of things that have happened in our community, historical, that some maybe have been aware of, some were not aware of. And a lot of it went back to historical race-based trauma, just to be honest, right? And so that is what started. We in 2019 started the Healing History, and that really allowed to see there's a lot here, a lot of collective education. So this is not about one population. This is about all of us. How do we get to know each other on a different level? But also, some people are waiting to tell their story. And also to say, like, hey, this is what I was taught. Like you said, your friend, this is what I was taught, but actually, this is what I wanted to do. We've had a few different of those conversations. Because of that experience, that's why I decided to kind of move away and start another organization because it really deserved full attention. Yes. This is something that spans everything that we do, from mental health to finance to housing to education, to play, food access, you know, so all of the, what they call, you know, the social determinants of health, historical trauma impacts all of that. And so that was the biggest thing of, you know, if no one else is willing to have the conversation, I would love to be able to set that up. And it has been something that has been completely supported. It's necessary. Yes. It's not about demonizing anybody. It's about us creating belonging. And you can't create belonging if you don't know who you're trying to connect with, really, on a true, deep level. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I love that you're providing a platform for that. And especially in Bastrop, you know, of course, I'm very passionate about Bastrop, but we need more programs like that to bring us all together and to hear, to listen, right? Sometimes people just want to be heard and release that information and things that they've gone through and realize, you know, someone else might have experienced the same thing and can not feel so alone. So I love that.
It's so true. And, you know, sometimes it's not even as deep as, like, you know, sometimes it's some pretty horrific history that has happened here in Bastrop with families that are still here. So that's one thing. But sometimes it's something as small as like workplace trauma and something that happened with these microaggressions or misunderstandings because we don't take the time to just sit and really, truly understand and hear each other. Those relationship dynamics, and it doesn't have to be race-based, right? But it's a lot of it of just human nature of, if you pause and just got to know each other a little bit more, you would actually see we're more connected than we ever were taught that we are connected.
Love it. I love it. That's exactly why I wanted to do this podcast and start this, is because, you know, like, I think women have more things, I know they do, more things in common than not. And there's no reason to not share and come together, you know, over those things.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we add a little food or a wine.
Yes, you know? Some wine. I love it. I love it. Okay. So how do you stay grounded while, because it's emotionally heavy, I'm sure, this work, and you're hearing all the things and going home, taking that home, but how do you stay grounded, or what do you do for your mental health?
I love that. It is a commitment to remaining grounded and allowing yourself to have space to either, you know, unwind, to process what you've heard or been through. One of the ways that I've really been able to really keep myself grounded and level-headed was to take a pause on the individual therapy, because that's huge, to be able to do a lot of different things, but then to sit down and hear and experience what someone has been through. There are some things happening in our communities that will take your breath away, especially when it comes to, well, I wouldn't even say especially, for anyone, but substance use is a huge leading cause of a lot of the abuse that happens in our community and trauma that happens in our community. And so, you know, really taking a step and trying to move, because we are a new organization, right? And even not just the organization, but just even me as a person, understanding the different levels of impact that we can have. That's helped me to really step back and try not to do everything. I don't need to do everything. You know, and
That's a hard lesson to learn, especially when you're used to doing all the things and it's kind of a natural thing for you.
Tell me about it. Yes. And when it's your baby, right? When we create things, it's our baby. But creating a nonprofit organization, you have to do that from a selfless place and say, this is for a community, right? But I was blessed to be able to have support. St. David's Foundation has been a huge supporter, so that I have a team now. So that's another way that I've been able to, like, okay, you have trusted people with you, so you can take a step back and focus on be a mom. That is what helps keep me grounded, is really focusing on my children. They're getting older, but at the same time, they still need me. So being able to step away and say, that is my number one first priority, even as a founder of an organization, I will stop everything and be at my kids' games single game, you know? Yeah, that's been the hugest piece.
Good. That's good. You don't let it totally consume every aspect of your life. I think it's important to have that balance and be able to, I mean, you're a great role model for your children, of course. I mean, and for the whole community, but to actually be there, you know, and for them to see it in person is important.
And they're always with me. Yes. And on top of that, like, you see, I plant.
Yes.
Love painting.
You like to paint? I have always wanted to try painting. You know, my father-in-law, it's really, I mean, amazing. He's an amazing painter.
Really?
And I've always just wanted to have, it might be the idea more of actual painting, but just have a canvas and you're sitting and you're drinking your wine and you're painting.
But honestly, it's relaxing. Yes. And I didn't say, as you notice, I didn't say I'm an artist. I said,
right. Yes. Yes. I like it.
Yeah.
So, and plants, I mean, I cannot keep a succulent alive. It's really difficult for me.
Actually, it's same. It's like the bigger plants I can do, but the smaller, too much.
Well, but that's good. So a little gardening, a little painting. I love that. Have you ever had a moment in your career where you thought you didn't know if you could keep going?
No.
Or you had to pivot? Maybe it's the pivoting part that you spoke about earlier from...
Yeah. You know, honestly, and I wouldn't necessarily say complete pivot. God has always revealed my next step my entire life.
I love that.
My entire, and honest, like I've cried several times thinking about just the way that I've completely been guided. So even if something felt uncomfortable, like I've been in some really uncomfortable places. And honestly, Healing History, even the Heal Alliance was birthed from some experiences that I've had in Bastrop County that were completely uncomfortable, that I found myself fighting more than I want to. But the next step was always revealed, you know, so it was, okay, if I'm not going to be at this table, then where am I going to be at? And so I've always moved in that way. Some can call it a pivot, but me, it's just, that is my next step has been revealed of where I need to go to next, you know? And it consistently happens. I can remember younger, even first jobs is like, okay, yes, sit in discomfort, but also knowing when to listen and when to move to the next thing.
Yes.
I think that's the biggest piece of, even I know you didn't ask for advice, but like if I could give anyone advice, you know, it is learn to listen and when to pivot and not to, you know, be able to sit a little bit so you understand and get the lesson and then move on. Yeah.
Yes. No, that's so important. It's like guided by God. And I love that whole, I think sometimes it's hard for people to hear it, right? Or to tune in. I've had someone tell me before, like God was telling me and I just wasn't listening, right? But it is important. I think that's the quiet part, right? To find some quiet, still alone time, whether it's a walk or just anything, a meditation where you're quiet and you listen and you open yourself up to hearing what's next or what's going on.
Yeah. And you know, honestly, gardening and painting provide that space for me to be able to not answer a phone call, not answer an email, and to be able to just sit and have my own thoughts and my own space. It's important.
Love it. Okay, we'll start with the easy ones. Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Okay, what's your go-to? Do you have a favorite spot here in Bastrop for coffee?
Sisters? What is it? Sunshine Sisters?
Oh, yeah, Sunshine Sisters. Yeah. They're really good. Yeah. Mr. Hot.
Iced.
Yeah. Especially now, Texas summer.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your favorite local spot to recharge?
The Hyatt.
Yeah.
Oh, I could tell a whole story about the Hyatt, but yes, the Hyatt.
I do love the Hyatt. Instagram or TikTok?
Instagram.
Okay. One word that describes your leadership style.
Free.
I like it.
My team can tell you that. I'm a free bird, so that's how I lead.
Favorite guilty pleasure TV show?
90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, I haven't watched that one. I've heard it's amazing.
That's my thing. I love it.
It's like one you can binge, right?
Yes. Yes. When I do have time to like sit and actually watch TV, that's my thing. Yeah.
Best advice you've ever received?
That can make me cry. Okay. My grandma, she's passed. She's been gone for maybe 7 years now, but she always told me to lean not on your own understanding, but that of the Lord. And I think that's been very helpful. You know, yes, I have my own opinions and I come up with my own understandings, but to also wait to listen to, you know, to God's voice before you move. I mean, also the experience of coming back to Bastrop, because I've lived here in 2010, but I came back in 2016 once I got a divorce. But the experience of being a single woman now, you know, it's been up and down, but it's scary that I love it. You know, So being able to like, you know, to be able to say that of just the beauty and the power that comes from really standing up on my own, has been amazing. But of course I'm wanting partnership and connection, but the ability to do what I've done, that I'm doing as a single mother to my boys. Yeah. I could tell a whole
story. Very powerful. Yeah, I'm sure. And it's like you said, you want companionship or a partnership, but you don't need it, right? And you're not dependent upon it. You can handle your own. And yeah, that's important.
Yeah. And even that journey of dating, living in Bastrop.
That's got to be really hard. I mean, I cannot imagine.
Can we bring some singles together and do like a single?
I would love to. Let's do it. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm writing it down.
That would be a lot of fun.
I actually was on, I had someone earlier today on my podcast and she was saying the same thing. She's a single mom of three and just talking about the community here, and she's found a lot of great friendships and felt a lot of warmth from the community, but would still, you know, I think an opportunity like that would be amazing.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. It'll be so fun.
Okay. I'm on it.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad you reached out. Thank you, Lindsay.
Yes. No, thank you so much for agreeing to do this. I really appreciate it.
It's fun. And you're doing amazing. You look great.
I'm excited to be here. You're beautiful and so smart. I just really look up to you and admire you. So, yeah.
Same. You know, we're following each other. I see what you're doing. I love it. Yes.
Yeah. All right, lady. I will talk to you soon. I'll see you out and about, I'm sure. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. See you later.
Bye. That's it for this episode of Real Women of Bastrop. If today's story moved you, made you laugh, or reminded you of the power of community, share it with a friend and please leave us a quick review. It helps more people find these stories and the women behind them.